Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of February. Happy Groundhog's Day, everybody. I'm just kidding. It's actually the 3rd. I was gonna start with Sonny and Cher as the opening theme, but I thought that'd be a little on the nose. It's actually February 3rd, 2022. It is Thursday. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. And because it's Thursday, you can probably guess who my guest is today. Hello, Dr. Mac.
Hi, Kelly. Nice to be here.
It's so nice to have you. I'm glad you're here. And I'm also glad you're here because you have some tips for people on how to kill a little time with your phone.
Yes. Well, as you know, I have a short attention span. I'm easily bored, but also easily amused. And so I never leave home without something in my pocket that will distract me should I have to wait in the line or otherwise kill some time, right?
Yes.
So at the top of my list, in the old days, that always meant carrying a paperback book. Mm-hmm. Then it was a Sony Walkman. Remember those?
I do.
Then it was an iPod. Mm-hmm. And today it's mostly an iPhone, although it could be an iPad, depending on where I'm killing time. But mostly it's iPhone. So let's just talk generically about iOS apps.
Okay.
Meaning iPhone and iPad. Because I don't usually have a Mac with me when it's time to kill time. Except if I'm killing time on an airplane.
Waiting in line for a thing, you don't usually have your computer with you. So we'll use the pocket one instead.
Give me an iPhone and earphones and I'm in pig heaven and I can entertain myself until the juice runs out.
Excellent.
So here are some of the ways that I like to amuse myself when I find myself with times to kill.
Okay.
Time to kill. First and foremost, I'm a reader. Always have been, always will be. I just like to read. And so I can amuse myself for hours with nothing more than, you know, stuff to read, book, magazine, newspaper. Mm-hmm. And so I use a handful of apps to ensure that wherever I am, I never lack for something interesting to read. My favorite of them all is the Libby app by Overdrive. Mm-hmm. Because it lets me check out books and audiobooks, also videos, which I rarely do, but you can,
from the library
for free. Yeah. Yes, and I probably spend more time reading and listening to stuff in Libby than any other app.
Same.
And the best part is it's all free. Mm-hmm. And the second best part is you never incur a late fee. If your loan runs out, it disappears from your phone.
So it's like, I would go so far as to say that my personal list of reasons it's awesome, no more late fees because the book just gets returned for you, is at the top of the list.
Yeah, it's a great feature.
That's the primary thing I like about it. The other thing I will point out here is because Libby is a thing that usually comes through the library, like you said, it is free. It's a free download. You can get a library card for free, and a lot of places in the last couple of years have shifted so that you don't have to go into the library in order to get a card. So a lot of places you can just apply online. So if you don't have a library card, it's possible you may be able to get one without having to go set foot in the library. And additionally, as you mentioned, you can also get video from this as well. So there's, you can get ebooks and audiobooks and video, generally from your library if they have them to check out. And also, you don't have to use the Libby app, sort of the killer app for me. And part of the reason I can read as much as I can read from the library is because you can also set it so that you can check out Kindle ebooks, and then you use the Kindle app to read them, which syncs your reading position everywhere, including if you have an actual hardware Kindle, you can use your hardware Kindle, and anywhere that you read, you can pick it up, read a few pages, put it down, and when you go to the next place, it will remember where you left off. And so even if it's a different device, you're able to pick that up pretty easily. So that's part of the reason. Well, Libby does, but only for itself. So like, I can't do that on my Kindle Paperwhite.
Oh, on
my
a
actual
Kindle
device.
You can't. Correct,
yeah.
Correct.
So
yeah. What's
that includes my device.
Just kidding.
A Kindle is a device you buy from Amazon, and you don't buy the Fire, you buy the e-ink versions because they last for ages on a charge, number one. Number two,
and you can read them without worrying about glare and light and stuff like that.
Yeah, some of them have, like, I think most of them have backlighting now, like, inside itself, instead of having to have a light that you clip on the case or whatever. But the thing I like about it is there's no blue light on it. So in the night, if I'm having a hard time getting back to sleep or just wanting to fall asleep, I can sit and read for a little while and I don't have to worry about the bright light keeping me awake. Or sometimes, like, at night, it's kind of hard on my eyes. It makes my eyes tired, so I don't have to worry about it. So that's part of why I like to have it on my Kindle, because then also, you know, I can sync that up and have my reading position everywhere. And then also, like, I have that book at my fingertips every place I am, whether it's, you know, laying in bed and I want to read a little bit, or, you know, I'm in line at the store. Maybe I don't have my Kindle with me, but I have the Kindle app on my phone. All of that makes it much easier to read stuff from the library. So I like it a lot. So
me too. I am a big fan.
Yes.
Also, what came as kind of a surprise to me is that my other go-to app for reading material is the Apple News app.
Oh, okay.
Now, I subscribe to Apple News Plus, which is $9.99 a month, but I wouldn't pay that for it. I don't enjoy it that much.
Okay.
However, I get it in the bundle with my Apple One Premier subscription. It's like, you know, because I'm paying for my iCloud and my Apple Music and Apple TV, I guess. I don't know. You can decide what I pay for, but it's 30 bucks a month for the whole family.
For everything.
For all of that stuff, including Arcade and Fitness Plus and, you know. So since I have News Plus, I have found that it's a nice place to go to, you know, just like browse the news. I get tons of magazines that I certainly wouldn't subscribe to otherwise.
Okay.
And if I have time on my hands, I can read a magazine that I might buy at the newsstand once in a while, but not something that I'm about to subscribe to. So, you know, having all these newspaper and magazine subscriptions included for free, and it's over 300, is great. You know, it just gives me lots more stuff to listen to.
Stuff to read and listen to.
And also podcasts.
Well, we'll get
now,
to
podcaster,
that.
Podcaster, yeah. Well, you have a word from our...
from our sponsor.
I know. Yeah, yes. I heard about that.
So before we do that, I just want to additionally footnote, because I just remembered this about the Libby app. You can also, with some libraries, depending on subscriptions and licensing and all that kind of stuff, you can sometimes subscribe to the digital edition of a magazine through the library. So I get notified every time there's a new issue of something that I have set up that I want to read, and then it's possible to read it. So kind of like News Plus, like if there's a magazine or two that you want to do, you can set it up that way. Depending on your library, your mileage may vary. I will point out my library is really, really awesome about this stuff. So I hope you have it too. Maybe at some point we'll just have to do an entire episode about like why the library is awesome. Because there's a lot of stuff there that a lot of people don't know about. So anyway, before we do that, like I said, we're going to take a minute and talk about our sponsor this week, which is Thesis. So if you're procrastinating on something right now by listening to us instead of actually doing the thing you should be doing, or if you're having, you know, if you're having trouble getting things done, or if you're just even having trouble getting things started, Thesis is here to help. So Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas that are based on science and based on nootropics, which are all natural ingredients. So you go online, you take their 3-minute quiz, and Thesis will recommend nootropic formulas just for you. I've tried it, and it's really actually pretty helpful with when you have a lot of things going on, and sometimes people have many, many things happening at once. I'm one of those people. And it really helps sort of feel like you can kind of get a handle on things. So over 60,000 people have used Thesis for better results. Now you can too. Right now, Thesis is offering my listeners 10% off your starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. Just go to takethesis.com/TDO, take the quiz, discover your unique nootropic combination, and you can save 10% on that first starter kit. That's takethesis.com/TDO. Make sure to use that URL to let them know we sent you. And like to thank Thesis for sponsoring the show today. So you're talking about podcasts.
Yes.
And that's another thing you like.
Yeah, I like
while you're in line. Yeah.
I like lots of podcasts. And there's nothing wrong with Apple's podcast app, which is bundled with, I guess, all the Apple platforms now.
It's fine.
But I prefer an app called Overcast, which does all the stuff the podcast app does and a bunch more. My favorite thing, I didn't even say this in the column, but my favorite thing is it's got a variable speed thing that doesn't make it sound like chipmunks when I listen at 135 or 150%.
The smart...
it's smart.
They call it smart something that I can't remember, but it basically sort of takes a measure of a person's voice and then you can tell it, like, I want this person to talk faster, or and it adjusts it kind of automatically.
Well, mostly it cuts out space. Mm-hmm. So it cuts out empty space. And so it first does that before it does any speeding up. And most of the time, by pulling out all the empty space where there's no sound, you can squish it down by probably, 25%, just by cutting out all the space without changing the sound of the voice at all. And then it does some kind of magic so that the pitch doesn't change and it never sounds kind of warbly. I like to listen. Like I said, I have a short attention span, so I like to speed up when I listen to books on tape and podcasts. And, having a good speed things up feature is worth every penny of the price. And Overcast is free, although you can pay $10 a year for a premium subscription to support future development, and I do, and I encourage others to do so also, because it's a great app, really thoughtfully designed, and has every feature I could think of in a podcast catcher. Mm-hmm. Do they call them pod catchers?
Podcatcher,
something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just really like Overcast, and I probably subscribe to a dozen or more podcasts and try to stay current with most of them.
Yeah. One of the joke I was made about the smart speed stuff was that if you put me in something like that smart speed, like an episode of my podcast, it just makes me talk slower. Using it is super great. The other thing I like about Overcast is that it does have a sharing feature. So if there was a particular thing that you wanted to send somebody, like, I just want this 90 seconds of the episode I'm listening to, and I want to send it to Bob and go, Bob, you're never going to believe this, and send it off. It has the option to share like a little clip. So if there was something you wanted to send along to somebody, or you wanted to be, you wrote into... Let's say you wrote into your favorite podcast, and so you sat down and wrote an email to observations@macobserver.com, and it came to us, and we talked about it on the air. Then you could take that little clip of, like, thanks, Charles, and then, go send that off to everybody and let them know how internet famous you are.
I did not know that was an Overcast feature.
Yeah.
And I would like to have that. Okay, thank you.
It's pretty
great.
Thank you. Yeah. I do dig it. The Overcast is super great. And now with the couple of minutes that we have left, what I would like to do
there is one more thing.
You tell people about one more thing.
One more thing. When I have only a few minutes to waste, my go-to is Words with Friends 2, which is a word game that's not Wordle.
Yes, they do exist.
Yes, yes. Hey, did you hear that Wordle got sold today?
Oh, well, wasn't today, but yeah.
Yesterday?
It's been going around, and yeah, depending who you are, there is much consternation about this.
How many figures?
It was low seven, I think it was.
Low seven.
Yeah, but the reason that, just to derail slightly, the reason Wordle exists is because the guy who wrote it developed a little word game for his girlfriend to play during quarantine.
Yep.
And so it was a thing that came out of love. And so, like, I feel like I can't really hate on him too much for getting paid for that.
No, so. I'm happy to hear it. And in fact, I've got to go now. I'm going to learn how to program.
So you too can make a word game that gives everyone a secret language on Twitter. Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, so
Words with Friends 2.
Yeah.
No, Words with Friends is like, really, it's so much like Scrabble that I'm surprised Hasbro hasn't sued, and perhaps they have, but it plays like Scrabble. You get a seven tiles, and you have to make words on a board that has double and triple letter and word scores, just like Scrabble. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess there's a Scrabble game too, but I've been playing this for like 10 years, and I've been playing with some of these people, including my mom, for 10 years. It's like, you know, once a day I spend a few minutes with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get a kick out of either making a very high point word or making, you know, an off-color joke that the game accepts, which...
There aren't many when I have,
no, there aren't,
when I have tried
I try.
To play with those. Yeah, it doesn't always work. So yeah.
I try today. I played Poot. I was very proud of myself.
That's awesome. And would you like to share your Words with Friends
My
username?
Words with Friends handle? Yeah. Now I have to say, I've mentioned this in both my columns. And so, lately I've been inundated with new players, and I don't know, there's a limit, mm-hmm. and you may get told that I can't start any more new games, but try, because my player name is Bob Levitis, and I'm happy to have however many is my limit, because
all
that means
time.
No matter where I am, there's a game ready for me to play.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing I like most about Words with Friends, is that it's always my turn. In at least one game.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that a lot. So yeah.
Yes.
I also
try it. You'll like it.
I play a fair amount of Boggle as well. There is a Boggle that you can play with other people. Boggle with friends. And I like Boggle a lot. And in fact, I got hooked on it because I have another friend who plays Boggle a whole lot, but like hangs out with people who play in like professional tournaments and things. So like,
wait, there are professional Boggle tournaments?
I didn't know this either. And then considering how badly I get beaten at Boggle on the regular, like it's exciting if my friend doesn't win by more than twice my score. So like, yeah. And I'm decent at Boggle. So I'm not a great Boggle player, but yeah, when you roll with the pros, you roll deep apparently. So and I'm not that person. So yeah, go ahead and play.
I don't even know what that is. Boggle.
Oh,
have to look into that.
Oh, Boggle. All right, I look forward to your column once you've lost hours to Boggle with Friends, and if I can manage to get a game in edgewise with Bob, then if I get better at Words with Friends, I will give you my username as well. But until then, I would like to find out how you like to spend a little bit of that interstitial time when you end up waiting in line for something, or you know, when you're sitting around and have a few minutes before the next thing. What are you using on your phone or on your watch even? To make sure that you're passing that time. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes, and we would love to hear it. Bob, as always, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks again for having me.
I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.